Well, folks, it is lovely to see you all this morning in the house of God. We're very thankful to the Lord that he has allowed the churches to remain open. I know that will not go down well with too many, and I know there will be opposition and there will be an outcry, but we're thankful to the Lord that he has kept the church door open for us. And as I said, if it's a case of a little mask for a little time, it's not a high price to pay for having the church doors open and God's people present in the building. We're delighted to have also some of the boys and girls and young people today taking part in our services. It's always a joy to have that, and we're thankful to the Lord for giving to us the boys and girls and our young people. And we are blessed here in the congregation with faithful labourers, Sunday school teachers, and those that work among the young. On behalf of all the parents, we would just like to say a personal word of thanks to you for your labour of love for our young people and the children. And we do appreciate it. And as a session and committee and as a congregation, we want to thank you for your sacrifice you make and for the labour of love over this past year. We trust the Lord will be with us today, and we warmly welcome you in the Saviour's name. And also to our online community, those that are listening at home, whether by Facebook or sermon audio, we warmly welcome you. We trust the Lord will be with us, and he'll bless you and your family at this time. We're going to sing together a well-known Christmas carol, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. Number 77 in the hymn book, and hopefully it'll come up on the screen. Let's all stand as we sing. Well, you certainly could hear the singing okay through the visor or the mask. Let's just take a few moments and we'll bow our hearts before the Lord in prayer. There is ongoing need in the congregation, and we do know that there is a prayer list. We've been praying through that list for the entire year. The list is growing, and new requests are coming into us every single week, and we do appreciate that God's people do pray. We don't like to overburden you, and we know you have been praying. So please remember, as we close out an old year, the vast list that we have, and there are some new names we have asked just to be prayed for. A dear friend of mine as well, Gary Hartness. Gary is awaiting surgery to remove a tumour from his brain. And we trust the Lord will be with Gary. Some folks would know him. He's a member of our church in Macrofelt. So we trust the Lord will be with his servant and undertake for him. And there's a lady, Brenda, who's a very personal friend of Rita Peacock, has cancer and has requested prayer from the congregation. So please remember these individuals. You may not remember this name, but we pray for her today. Another dear friend of my own, Caroline Ferguson, and her husband, Roy, we pray that the Lord will be with Caroline and he'll undertake for these individuals and so many more. Let's just unite our hearts together in prayer, please. Father, we thank thee and praise thee for the return of this, the Lord's day. We thank thee for the gathering of thy people. We thank thee for thy presence that's been with us already. We thank thee, Lord, for meeting with us, for ministering to our hearts. We thank thee, Lord, for the boys and girls and the young people of our congregation. And on this special Christmas services, Lord, we pray you'll be with them. Remember all who take part today. We pray, Lord, you'll help them and you'll undertake for them, for those who will read and those who will play. Pray for our sister Christina as she comes to bring the word to the congregation and especially to the boys and girls. We pray you'll encourage her heart. Thank thee for the labor of love over this past year. We think of Joyce and Robert and Christina and FPC kids, Lord. We thank thee for the holiday Bible clubs. We thank thee, O God, for the winter holiday Bible club coming up in thy divine will in a few weeks' time, and the meetings in Martyrs as well. We just pray for thy blessing. We ask for thy help and that you'll crown the year with thy goodness and give thy servants encouragement for their labor of love. Think of the hours they've put in. We think of the children and the others and adults that they have reached with the gospel this year. Think of open doors for them. Think of opportunities that were never there before. We think, O God, of how they're able to get, Lord, even, Lord, that playlist into the schoolroom and for the assemblies and for the boys and girls they've reached this year. And despite a lockdown and despite the fact, O God, that ministry has been curbed in one way, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast multiplied and thou hast reached more. Lord, the devil might have thought he has brought an end to certain ministry and has curbed it or hindered it, Lord, but we thank thee, thou hast overruled, and Lord, thou hast blessed in a remarkable way, even through the online ministry. And we rejoice in this, and we give thanks to God, and we thank thee too for the open door in this house. We thank thee, Lord, for the possibility of meeting in the house of God with the people of God. And we ask, Lord, for thy presence and blessing to be a felt reality, that thou wouldst be with us as we're gathered here in the house of the Lord. We thank thee, O God, for answers to prayer. Thank thee for the return again to some to the house who haven't been well. And we pray you'll bless them. Remember our brother James and his wife Ruth. Thank thee, Lord, for Richard and Heather, Lord. And we commend them to thee. We think of many others in the congregation that haven't been well over this past while and have returned again. And we do rejoice in answers to prayer. And we just pray you'll continue to perfect that which concerns thy servants. Remember others who need ongoing prayer today. Some are in hospital. Lord, we've been thinking about them this morning, praying for them. Some are awaiting surgery. Some are recovering. Some, Lord, have the virus. And Lord, we pray for them. And we ask that you'll be with them and undertake for them in a very real and special way. Remember our brother Gary today. We commend Gary Hartness to thee and ask that you'll remember thy servant, that you'll help, Lord, in surgery this weekend if it pleaseth thee. And we ask too, Lord, that you'll remember Brenda, Lord, Rita's dear friend of 50 years. And we pray that you'll draw near and you'll answer prayer. And we pray too for Caroline. Lord, we just remember Roy. We just lift him up to thee and pray, Lord, you will draw near. We think of these difficult and trying circumstances that many individuals are going through. Think of, O God, the loneliness over this Christmas period for many. Think of, Lord, the need for some who would love to see their loved ones and get out to see them when they're unable to do so. Remember John Ferguson, remember Martha and the whole family. We just commend them to thee. What can we say, Lord? But we need the Lord. And we pray you'll draw near and you'll answer our cry. So be with us today. And remember our sister congregations and many others outside our own denomination, faithful to the blood and book. Lord, we pray you'll bless today in a remarkable way. Thank thee for souls that have been saved over these last number of weeks. Thank thee for those that we have talked to that have come to Christ, and for those who we have heard have been brought to the Saviour. Lord, you are working. And Lord, despite COVID, despite all of these things, we pray that the work of God and the move of the Spirit and the conversion of the lost and the restoration of backsliders would never slip underneath the radar, that we'll not lose our focus in these days, that we'll keep our eye upon the Lord, and we'll stay in the boat, and we'll not get out, and we'll keep going, keep rowing, keep toiling, and keep working for thee. No matter how hard it gets, Lord, we pray for courage, Lord. We pray for that spirit of bravery. We pray, Lord, for that inward conviction, Lord, and compulsion to work for God and to labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Lord, enable us, therefore, by cleansing us in the blood and filling us now with thy Holy Spirit. Be with us as we commit this day and ourselves into thy hand. We ask humbly, Father, for thy mercy for us as a congregation, as a denomination, and thy church family across the land. And we pray, O God, that thou wouldst intervene and bring an end to this virus in the earth and have mercy upon our nation. Turn the nation to God. Send us a breath of revival, we beseech thee, and pour out of thy Spirit in these days. We ask these things, giving thanks now in the Saviour's precious and most worthy name. Amen. Well, we do have, as you know, special services around this time of the year, not only with our Sunday school, but also our young adults this evening. And we're delighted that some are able to take part. It is unfortunate that we can't have a full programme, so it is greatly reduced, and I'm sure you will appreciate that. But we do have folks taking part, so I would imagine we just go let the whole thing flow itself. So do I have to announce them all or no? So, okay, we're going to ask then just for the young people and the boys and girls to take part, and we trust that the Lord will richly bless us. And after the programme, then we will have the announcements, and then we'll have another hymn, and then we'll ask our sister Christina Logan to come and minister the word of the Lord. Thank you.
Bible reading is found in Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was while they were there. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 20. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing, which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Well, that was very enjoyable. I know we could have lengthened the programme about 11 minutes or so, so we certainly have enjoyed that. It's the first time I've heard the young people play, and tremendous talent and gifts there. We do appreciate that. My heart was blessed, and I'd love to see that go on just a little more. We want to thank those who took part this morning. We do appreciate that. Thank you very much indeed, and to Beth Ann, and to Stephen, Aaron, Jonathan and Emily, and to Joshua and Matthew and Daniel. We do appreciate your help today, and we trust the Lord will bless you. It'd be great just to have all who could play musical instruments. I've said that from the first day that I came into this pulpit. We just haven't been able to get that organized, but to get every single person that plays a musical instrument. Now, we're not talking about the seniors that play the washboard, you know, and the comb and the paper. We're talking about these fine-tuned instruments. And the spoons, no, that's out as well. It has to be something that would be in harmony. But you never know, we might let the odd one in with the spoons there. We've seen that before. We've seen the washboard as well, but not in the house of God. But we have seen those things played. But we want just to encourage our young people. You keep at what you're doing, singing. And for those who come forward to read, maybe, who knows, someday, It may be that you'll be giving your testimony. It may be that the Lord would lead you to college and Bible college and into ministry. You don't know, but this is how it begins, standing at the front of the church, dealing with your nerves, and taking part in ministry. We encourage those young people that are playing those instruments, you keep at it. Don't you be giving up. And if there's others and maybe you're resisting and your mum wants you or your dad wants you to play this instrument, well, I encourage you to do that. You could use that talent for the Lord. And who knows, we could have a little mini orchestra helping us out at every special evening service, some of the family nights. That's exactly what we did with our young people in Lisburn. And they had all the instruments. I couldn't even name some of them. Big French horn. We had the clarinet. We had the cornet. We had the trumpet. The saxophone, that's right. We had the violins. Although if I played it, it would be like the fiddle. The violins, and then you have also the flute. And there were other instruments as well. I wouldn't even know the name of them. And young people came, and we had a little mini orchestra. And it was a tremendous help for worship, and especially in some of the family nights. So we encourage you, young people, to keep at that. And we thank the Lord for your gift and talent used today for the glory of God. So may the Lord richly bless our Sabbath school and Bible class, and encourage the young people and boys and girls of our congregation. Our clerk of session, Mr. Jackie Alistair, is going to come now. He's going to make some necessary announcements. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you all out at the house of the Lord again this morning. And you are very welcome indeed. If you're a visitor, then you are particularly welcome out amongst us. Do you remember this evening's service at 7 p.m. And this evening, some members of the Young Adults Fellowship will be participating in the meeting. So do keep that in mind. Of course, there is the season of prayer, half hour of prayer beforehand over in the church hall. Then during the week, just the one meeting this week, and that's our prayer meeting on Tuesday evening. It will go ahead as usual at 8 p.m., so do keep that in mind. Next Lord's Day, then, there will be no Sabbath school, and the Sabbath school will be off for the next 2 weeks. But 11:30, there is our morning service, after that service, it will be the last Lord's Day of the month. So we will be having our communion service and meeting around the Lord's table. We will proceed as we did on the last occasion. Everything will be prepared in a COVID-secure manner, and the elements will be given out in that same manner. Again, the elements will be contained in little individual containers, everything to comply with what we need to comply with at present. And so we would encourage folks, if you know the Lord, to wait behind with us next Lord's Day morning around the Lord's table. Then a change. If you don't normally listen to the announcements, listen to this one. We do have to change the time of our evening service. That's because of the lockdown coming in from Boxing Day on. And during the first week of that lockdown, as I understand, there is this type of curfew from 8 p.m. Onwards. We're supposed to be in our own homes, and we intend to comply with that. So the evening service will be brought forward by 1 hour. It will commence at 6 p.m. And, of course, there will be the season of prayer before it as usual. And, of course, as has already been announced, our brother, Mr. David McConnell, will be bringing a word of testimony at that meeting. Then next Lord's Day as well, as we mentioned last week, it will be our special missionary offering day. We went into that last week. All monies that come in next Lord's Day will go towards that offering. That includes the free will offering envelopes, everything that comes in. And as we mentioned as well, anything that comes in by e-banking this incoming week from tomorrow onwards till next Sunday will be included in that offering. And of course, this year that offering has been divided between our two folks who are working under the mission board. That's our brother, Mr. Andrew Foster, and his wife, Hannah, and of course, our brother, Robert, who is a children's evangelist. So that'll be split 50-50 between the mission board accounts of these brethren. Then as well, can I make a special announcement in relation to the prayer meeting, not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday. Again, because of the provisions that will be still in place at that time, that meeting too will be brought forward to 7 p.m. So that's Tuesday the 29th of December. The meeting will commence at 7 p.m. It will be a shortened meeting so that we can all be home and indoors by 8 p.m. So it'll just be a season of prayer. There'll be no preaching on that occasion, but if you can join us for a short season of prayer, that would be greatly appreciated. And you will be dismissed and be able to be home for 8 p.m. The other impact of this lockdown and is as well that we'll not be able to hold our watch night service on New Year's Eve. So that watch night service that had already been announced, that will have to be cancelled for this year. Can I also mention as well, we've had, of course, our retiring offering for the Nepal vehicle appeal last Lord's Day. Can I thank you for your giving? It was a very generous offering of £1,760, and that has been forwarded to the Missionary Council. Just one or two other things. The free will offering envelopes are available for next year. They're on the table there in the hall of the church. I've already seen most of those who are within the gift aid scheme. If I haven't seen you, then I will see you hopefully before the day is out. But if you're not in the gift aid scheme, do and you want to participate in the free will offering envelope system, then do just help yourself to a set of envelopes as you leave. And of course, I don't need to know the numbers. Nobody needs to know them. But we do in our annual accounts then publish against each number what the amount that has come in during the course of the year. So I would just remind you about that. Can I say as well in relation to that, that of course we now get quite a bit of our income in by e-banking. And I was looking back over the year, and there are some gifts that come in and offerings, and I don't know who sent them. I don't need to know. But what I would say, that if you are in the using free will offering system and you want those amounts recorded against your envelope number, then you would need to say that to me. Now, some of those in the gift aid scheme already, and there are others who put the number of their envelope down when they sent monies in. But there are a number of other that just say offering or tithe or something like that. And if you're in that category and you do want that to be recorded against your envelope number, just have a word with me and we'll try and sort that out. I think that, oh yes, one other thing. The little recording from the Youth Fellowship of Christmas carols and so on that went out this year. There are still some copies of that remaining, and if you would like a copy of that, just take it as you leave. I think they're on the table in the hall. Thank you.
We do thank our Clerk of Session, Mr. Alistair, for those announcements, subject as always to the divine will of the Lord. It's only 1 week that curfew is upon us from 8 o'clock at night. I did phone the PSNI just to ask for some information. They would not allow me to get through to any department, and that they says that they don't know exactly the fine detail. And I did ask for some guidance. So I got absolutely nothing, total frustration, and I tried to get through 3 or 4 times, and they just refused to give any information as to what will happen for church members. So I think a common sense approach will be taken. If you're out after 8 p.m. From the prayer meeting or meetings and you're not home in time, 1 minute past 8, you probably will be shot. I'm only jesting. No, a more common sense approach would be and I did phone a policeman, and I'll give his name online, but I did phone a policeman personally and asked him, and he says a common sense approach will be taken. They will understand The idea is to keep folks from moving from house to house and from parties and so on and so on. There'll be no difficulty. There'll be workers, there'll be care workers, there'll be National Health Service workers, there'll be others returning from frontline key worker positions going home, so they do understand that. And if you just let them know that you're coming home from a meeting in church, the meeting was over before 8 o'clock and you're making your way home, there's nothing to worry about. There's enough fear out there to keep people from the house of God, and we don't want to generate any other fear. So please keep that in mind. You definitely will not be shot, all right? So you'll be all right. That's what curfew seems to mean to most people, but it's not going to happen. Just before we sing and then we ask our sister to come and bring the Word of God, there are two online Bible clubs, winter Bible clubs, that will be held. One is this week, God willing, tomorrow night right through to Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to 7:30 on Facebook and YouTube. It's in connection with the Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church. So boys and girls, if you would like to tune in at 7 o'clock to the Martyrs Memorial Facebook page or to YouTube, then please do that. There will be that six-day night Bible club from 7 o'clock to 7:30. And then in connection with Free Presbyterian Kids, FPC Kids, we have our three children's workers, Joyce Walsh, our sister Christina Logan, and our brother Robert McConnell. They'll be conducting a four-day winter holiday Bible club. That'll be from the 28th to the 31st of December. So that's Monday through to Thursday. That's at 10 a.m. in the morning. So boys and girls, please tune in and listen to those holiday Bible clubs. Take part, and if there's any emails you can send or any questions that you can answer for prizes, then you enter into the spirit of that. But as a congregation, do pray for these online children's gospel missions. We pray God will richly bless and bring boys and girls to know the Saviour. We're going to sing another hymn first of all, and then we're going to ask our sister Christina to come and address the boys and girls. It's number 85 in our hymn book, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne Above. Let's all stand as we sing. Thank you. grateful today to have our sister Christina Logan with us. She should not need any introduction to the congregation here, and she has laboured very faithfully over these years, and especially with the boys and girls during the period of lockdown. Just before our sister does come, we do have some prayer letters from our brother Andrew and Hannah Foster, so do avail yourself, please, of this information. Christina, you're very welcome. I'm going to ask you to come now and speak to the boys and girls. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me along here today in Convert. It's really lovely to be here with you and actually be speaking to people for a change instead of looking at a camera. It is really nice to be here with you this morning. And I do hope that you will enjoy it as we come and we look at one of a very well-known Christmas story we're going to do this morning. Before we do that, we're just going to bow in a word of prayer. We're going to ask the Lord to come and help us and to help us even to learn from his word this morning. So let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, for bringing us here this morning, Lord, and for already, Lord, hearing even what the boys and girls have brought to us, Lord. We thank thee for them, and we pray, Lord, you would bless them. And Lord, especially if any boys or girls in here this morning who are not saved, that, Lord, they will come and put their faith and trust in these. With us now, Lord, we pray for your sake. I ask these things. Amen. So, boys and girls, are you all excited for Christmas? Yeah, how many sleeps is it to Christmas now? I've kind of lost count. Anybody know? Five. Only five sleeps to Christmas. Well, anybody know what they're getting for Christmas this year? Anybody want to put their hand up and tell us what we're getting for Christmas this year? Oh, everybody's... Is nobody getting in for Christmas this year? Is that what's happening? Huh? Anybody getting anything? Oh, we're all very shy this morning. Any adults know what they're going to get? Oh, yes, what are you all getting for Christmas? A Barbie? Oh, wow. I love Barbies. We got Barbies all the time when I was a wee girl. We still have them all. Anybody else know what they're getting for Christmas? Or what they would like for Christmas? Yeah? Sorry, set out. Legos. Oh, how exciting. Anybody else getting any Lego? Some are ones. Any, do you want to know what I'm getting for Christmas this year? And I'm very excited. Do you want to know what I'm getting? Socks. I love socks. See, when you get to my age, socks are the best present you could get. So it is. It's wonderful. Wonderful. So I got about 12 pairs of socks last year. It was brilliant. Well, it is very exciting. Christmas is only around the corner. And this morning, this afternoon, I guess now, we're going to be looking, like I said, at one of a very famous part of the Christmas story. But before we do that, I'm going to need two boys and girls to help me. Okay, so I'm going to come out to the front just for a wee second because I have something with me this morning. So what I'm going to need, just to make sure we're all safe, I'm going to need a brother or sister or two brothers or two sisters to come up and to help me for a wee second because I have a little bag and I need one of you. We're going to do a little bit of dressing up. All right, so I need one of you to dress up either your brother or your sister. So I'm going to come down and anybody wants to come up or even mummy. All right, good job. So, I'm going to leave that bag there. All right, so you can decide what one of you want to dress up, okay, and what one you want to dress up. I want you to look in the bag. Okay, what's your name again?
Matthew.
Matthew and?
Timothy.
Okay, so Matthew's going to dress up Timothy here first day. So what I'm going to do is I want you to lift out the red thing, okay? Don't lift out anything else, just the red thing. Good job, okay. Now I want the boys and girls looking on the to guess what we're dressing up Timothy as today. So if you think you know, you put your hand up and I will guess what you think. Yep, can you just, it should be Velcro. That's it. Alright, so can you guess what it is? It's a cape, sort of cape, okay? So if you can put it in Timothy. Alright, any boys and girls want to guess what we're dressing up Timothy as today? Go for it.
Herod.
Herod? Now what was Herod? Who's Herod?
What was he?
A king. Do you think we're going to dress up Timothy as a king today? Yes, we are. Come check out the next thing you're reaching the bag. What have we got? Oh, a wonderful crown for Timothy to wear. Okay, so Timothy's going to have the crown on. That's it. Wonderful. And one last thing that we need for a king. Anybody know what we call one of these? There's a special word for one of those. Anybody know? Timothy, Our wicked king and a wonderful king. So let me get this started again. That will be it. So, we're going to start our story with a wise king. And you can guess already, we're going to be looking at the three wise men, six, I don't know what the Bible doesn't tell us. We're going to be looking at wise kings, the men from the east. Now, boys and girls, if you were to go out, say tonight, and hopefully with the weather being not too bad today, if you were to go out tonight and you were to go up and you were to look up in the sky, what would you see up there in the sky? What would you see? You see a few things. What's one of the things you'd see? Yeah?
Stars.
Yes, you see stars. Lots and lots and lots of stars up in the night sky. And especially at this time of the year when it's so dark outside at night and the air's all lovely and crisp and clean, if you look up, especially if you're out in the country, and you look up in the sky, you will see millions upon millions of stars. And the more that you look at the stars, the more stars that you see. But you know, the funny thing about stars is that stars are always there. They never disappear. Now, they might disappear behind the clouds, but if the clouds were taken away, the stars would still be there. And one thing about stars is stars are always constant. And it used to be way back many years ago, before there was Google Maps and before there was maps and things like that, people would have used the stars to guide them across the world, especially sailors. They were able to look at the stars and all different constellations up there in the sky, and they were able to use those to travel all around the world, and especially when they were out at sea, when there was no land anywhere, they used the stars to help them guide. And so every night, boys and girls, if you were to go out and look up in the sky, you would see the stars. All different stars would be there every single night. Now, they do move, like our sun moves across the sky. The stars move as well. But every night, they're always there. But we're told one time that these men that we read about here, we read about them in Matthew chapter 2. These men, now there's three in this picture. Now, we don't know. There could have been three. There could have been four. There could have been six, seven. We don't know. But there's three just in these pictures. But these men, they looked up in the sky one night, and they saw something there that they had never seen before. They saw a new star. Now, this was something very strange, because remember what I said. The stars were always constant. They were always there. They were always in the place that they were in the sky. They didn't move about. But this was a new star. A new star had arrived up in the sky. But you know, these men were very wise men, wise kings. They were very learned. You know, they had been reading through the Bible and through the Old Testament especially. And they knew that this star was a sign. What was this star a sign of? Does any of the boys and girls know? What did this star show? That who had been born? Anybody know? Who had been born? Yeah? Yes, you're right. The Lord Jesus Christ. They knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had been born. They knew that a king had been born. A new king had been born. The King of the Jews. And these men were so excited. They couldn't wait. And so we're told that they set off immediately. And they're told that the star was in the east. So they were coming from the west. So they traveled all the way east. And they followed this star. And this star brought them to the land of Israel. And they were wondering, now this star, it didn't just have exactly, they couldn't follow exactly to where the Lord Jesus was born. They were a bit confused sometimes about where they were going. So they thought, well, what's the best thing that we can do? How are we going to find this new king that's been born? And of course, being intelligent men that they are, they thought, well, the best place to go and look for a king is the capital city. Today, if you were to go look for the king or queen, well, the Queen of England, you would go to London, which is the capital city. And so they decided, well, we're going to go to the capital city of Israel, and we're going to find the king there. And the capital city of Israel was a place called Jerusalem. And so they traveled to Jerusalem. And, you know, they were getting a bit worried when they were getting there. They were like, you know what? The streets are just going to be packed with people. You know what it's like. If there's a new prince or princess born, everybody's there. Everybody's celebrating, and everyone's there to rejoice at this new little king or queen that's been born. And they were thinking, well, you know what's going to happen. The streets of Jerusalem are going to be bunged with people. Everybody's going to be there wanting to come and see this new king. But when they got to Jerusalem, it didn't exactly turn out like that. There was no celebration. There was no big massive amounts of people. It was as if nothing had happened. And, you know, they started to ask questions. You know, the people in and around Jerusalem, they were like, who are these boys? We've never seen them before. these strangers that had come in. They maybe were wearing different types of dress and clothes. They were like, who are these people coming? And soon the wise kings, they asked questions. They were like, where is the king of the Jews? We know that the king of the Jews has been born. Where is he? And you know, people were like, king of the Jews? Who are you talking about? The only king we have here is king, what was his name? You said it earlier. Herod. Only king we have is King Herod. There's no new king here. I don't know who you're talking about. But you know, this picked up the people's interest. And these men caused a bit of a stir around the streets of Jerusalem. And it got up as high to King Herod. And King Herod himself heard about this new king that had been born. And this brings us on to our second king, a wicked king, King Herod. Now, boys and girls, how do you think King Herod felt when he heard that a new king had been born? Do you think he was happy? No. Well, how did he feel? He wants to try to guess. Yeah? Cross. Yeah, he was cross. He was angry. He couldn't believe it. A new king. He's like, I am the only king of Jerusalem. There should be no new king. I am the only king. And we're told that he was wondering. He just couldn't wrap his head around it. No one else had really heard about this new king. And we're told that he gathered all of his wise men together around him. And they were told him to find out who this new king was, to look through all of the different things that they had and try to find out who this new king was. And so his scribes and all the people who were close to him, his advisors, they went off and they tried to find out who this new king was. And they found something about this new king. And they came to Herod and they said, we have found who this king is and where this king is. Because no one knew where this new king had been born. And we're told that they found a little verse in the Bible. And this verse was found in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And we're told there, boys and girls, that they read this verse to Herod. And you can see up there, it says, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. See, boys and girls, the Christmas story and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is not just found in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are told that way back, even in the Old Testament, Christ's birth had been foretold. Even way back in the book of Genesis, the very first book in the Bible, thousands of years before Christ was born, there was a promise. Way back in the Garden of Eden, there was a promise that a Savior would be sent to the world that would destroy Satan and destroy sin. And now, thousands of years later, this promise had been fulfilled. I know if you read through the Old Testament, you will find loads of verses just like this one and loads of pictures and types of the Lord Jesus Christ that tells us that one day he would be born in Bethlehem and there he would grow up. And he would grow up in the land of Israel and become king. And he would one day die on the cross to take away the sins of the world. Now we're told, therefore, that Herod, he finally found out where this king of the Jews was. He was in a little town called Bethlehem. Now we're told that Herod, he thought he would go a little bit sneakily about this. And he wasn't going to go himself to see this king. Instead, we're told that he gathered the wise kings, or the wise men we met earlier. He gathered them onto him. And we are told that that Herod came and told them that we have found where this new king is. He's in the land, a little town of Bethlehem. And I want you to go, is what Herod said. I want you to go and I want you to find him. And then I want you to come back, tell me where this new king is. And then I will go and I will worship him and pay my respects and bow down to him. Now, Herod didn't actually want to do that. We're going to see what Herod actually wanted to do in a wee second. But Herod was really using these wise men to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. So now the wise men, they had a good idea where they were going, and they traveled off to Bethlehem. And we're told that as they got near to Bethlehem, sure enough, that star, that bright star that they had seen many, many days ago, that appeared again over the little town of Bethlehem. And they went there to the town of Bethlehem. And that is where we meet our third king, a wonderful king, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, boys and girls, you might not know this, but we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ was not in the manger, was not in the stable when the wise men came to see him. You see, the wise men, it would have taken them many, many, many months. They didn't have airplanes or cars or boats, or they had boats, but not boats we have like today. They didn't have any of those things back in those days. So these men had to travel probably by camel. And it would have taken them many, many, many months to make the many, many, many miles that they had to do to get to Bethlehem. And we're actually told in the Bible, if you read through the passage very carefully, that they came to the house where the child was. And it was quite possible that the Lord Jesus Christ was maybe 1 or 2 years old when the wise men finally met him. And we're told anyway that they came before him. And they came to the house where the little child was, where the Lord Jesus Christ was. And there they offered him. They offered him gifts. Anybody know what the gifts were? Yeah, do you know one of them? Go one of them. Frankincense, all right. Another one? Yeah. Myrrh, and one more? Yeah. Gold, yes. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well done, that's very impressive. They brought gifts. And of course, you get gifts every Christmas as well, but these were very special gifts brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those gifts show us how wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is. The gold reminds us that he is the Son of God. The Son of God, the frankincense, that sweet smelling, reminds us that he is our great high priest, that he prays for us as Christians. If you're a Christian, you have the wonderful comfort to know that Christ prays for you. And that myrrh, that bitter, bitter tasting herb, it reminds us of how even the terrible things that the Lord would have to suffer so that we could have our sins taken away. And we're told that they brought these gifts and they laid them there before the Lord. Now, do you remember what did Herod ask the wise men to do? Anybody remember? What did he ask them to do? Did he ask them to just go back home again, or what were they to do first? They were to, do you know? Yeah. Yes, perfect. Well done. You were listening really well. They were to go back to see Herod, and they were to tell Herod where the Lord Jesus Christ was. But we are told that they were warned in a dream. God sent them a dream and warned them to not go back to Herod, but instead to go back home again. Now, how do you think Herod felt after a few days when the wise men or these wise kings didn't come back? Do you think he was happy with them? No, of course he wasn't. He was raging because now he didn't know where this king was, where this new king of the Jews, where this king that threatened his kingdom was. And we are told that Herod came up with a terrible plan. And that plan was to go through all the land and to kill all the children under the age of 2. All of those little babies and children were to be killed. And through that, Herod thought that he would then get this king of the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, we're told there that an angel came in a dream to the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, his earthly father. Anybody know what his earthly father was called? Mary and, yeah? Joseph, yeah. An angel came in a dream to Joseph and told Joseph to flee, to leave Bethlehem and to go to the land of Egypt and to stay there so that the Lord Jesus Christ would be saved. And so we are told that Mary and Joseph and the little Lord Jesus Christ made their way to the land of Egypt, and they stayed there until it was safe for them to come back again. You know, boys and girls, this is a very well-known story, and I'm sure if you were to come up here, you could probably tell it as well as I could. But you know, there is a great lesson, a story from these three kings. We have our wise kings, our wicked king, and our wonderful king. And the wonderful king is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, boys and girls, anyone listening, you may be not saved, you have a choice to make today, this morning. You have a choice to make about what king you're going to be like. Well, you're going to be like the wise kings, who when they saw that star, they made with haste. It might have taken a while to get there, but they went. And they went to go and find the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the wise men, they came and they bowed down before him. And they worshipped him and they recognized how special this little baby was, this little child, the wonderful king, the Lord Jesus Christ. You boys and girls, you're going to be like those wise king. Are you going to come and ask the Lord to take away your sin? Realize that you do have sin in your heart, that you need to have your sins washed away. Are you going to be like wicked King Herod? You know, when he heard the good news that there was a king, that the Lord Jesus Christ had been born, did he go and do what the wise kings did? No. Instead, we're told that Herod wanted nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And instead, he wanted to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you going to be like Herod? Now, you might not want to do what Herod wanted to do, but you might are like Herod if you turn away from him, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you turn away from his salvation, and if you don't come and realize you need to be saved. Boys and girls, I really hope that this Christmas time, you're going to have lots of gifts under your tree on Friday morning. But you know, boys and girls, the greatest gift that you can have this Christmas is the wonderful King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I do hope each one of us in here, and each one of you, boys and girls, will come. You'll accept God's great gift of salvation this Christmas time. Realize that he is the wonderful King, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to take away your sins, that the reason he came to this earth as a baby in the first place was that so you could have your sins taken away. And I hope this Christmas time that you will come and ask him into your heart to take away your sin. So boys and girls, I hope you did enjoy our story on our three kings, our wise kings, our wicked king, and our wonderful king. And I do hope that the Lord Jesus Christ will be the king of your heart and your life. Thank you very much.
Well, we would like to thank our sister Christina for bringing the message, not only to the boys and girls, but also to the adults. We certainly did enjoy that. And the children in this congregation are very, very smart. That's all I can say. There wasn't a single question they didn't answer. I think some adults might have struggled with a few of those questions, but we trust the Lord will bless you richly, and I pray that the Lord will watch over the boys and girls over the holiday season, and we know you'll get plenty of gifts, and maybe you'll not get as many socks as our sister Christina got. Did you say, you said 12 last year? 12. I thought about that. Why 12? Well, she could wear a pair January, February, March, April, May. So that's the reasoning behind 12 pairs of socks. That's how they're worn in our house, January, February, March, April, so on and so on. But we trust the Lord will bless his word to your heart, and if you're not saved, boys and girls, mums and dads, grandparents, that you'll repent of your sin and you'll take Christ, the wonderful gift of God's salvation. What a wonderful gift it is, purchased at highest cost, when he paid the price and shed his blood on the cross, that you and I might be saved. Let's just bow briefly in prayer. I do see some parcels out there, is that right? So, boys and girls, make sure you get, I think there's a selection box or something there. Yes, I've got the thumbs up. So make sure you get yours on the way out. Is there an age limit on that, Colin? Yes? Oh, there is, aye. So he has a list. Okay. Well, we're glad to see you all. We warmly welcome you, and we trust you'll be with us tonight in the service, whether online or present in the building. Do remember those who take part. Remember Timothy and Paul and those that will be helping out. And, of course, as we bring the word of the Lord. Father, we thank thee for today. We thank thee for the reason for this season, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we thank thee for the search of the wise kings. We bless thee, they saw his star and they followed it. It had settled over the place where he lay. And we thank thee, O God, they searched for Christ. And we praise thee, Lord, in their wisdom they found him and they worshipped him. And we pray that we might be wise, that we might follow Christ and we might come to him and seek him early in life and find him as our Saviour and then walk with him all our days. And then, Lord, help us to fall in love with that wonderful King. We think of those gifts they brought to the child Jesus and to his parents. And we pray that we might give the gift of our heart to the Saviour, that we might yield our bodies as living sacrifices well-pleasing to God, that we might love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts and bestow upon him the choicest gifts of all, and that is the adoration and worship of our heart and our soul and our spirit and our mind. So bless us today. Thank thee for the boys and girls and young people that have taken part. Thank thee for the labour of love in our Sabbath school and Bible class. And we thank thee too, Lord, for thy servant, our sister Christina. Watch over thy servant and servants as they labour in love for thee, Lord, and among the boys and girls. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to close out this year by crowning the year with thy goodness. Let thy paths drop fatness for us. And may we yet see the Lord move and work in a remarkable way undoing all that the devil has sought to do by hindering the work of God. And we pray you'll pour in thy rich blessing into the work, and you'll forward it and prosper it and give it good success and encourage every ambassador and laborer for Christ in these days. Now part us in thy fear and favor. Watch over us as we take our journey home, and grant that you'll watch over us, O God, as we come again in thy blessing and in the gospel to the evening service. Remember those who will take part. Give to them help and much needed grace. So we ask these things, giving thanks in Jesus' name.